Illegal alien accused of killing couple and their 10-year-old daughter in vehicle crash. By John Binder on May 8, 2019. An illegal alien, who previously self-deported to Mexico, has been arrested and charged with vehicular manslaughter after allegedly killing a couple and their 10-year-old daughter in a drunk driving crash. Ishmael Huaso Jardins, a 33-year-old illegal alien, is accused of crashing into the trailer home of 38-year-old Jose Alberto Pacheco and 34-year-old Ana Griselda Pacheco, the parents of a 10-year-old daughter, Angel Alberto Pacheco Espinoza, and an 11-year-old daughter, in Sutter County, California, over the weekend. Huaso Jardins, according to police, was driving drunk when he crashed into the Pacheco's home. The family of four was asleep. The crash left both Jose Pacheco and his wife, Ana Pacheco, dead, along with their daughter Angel Pacheco Espinoza. The only surviving family member, their 11-year-old daughter, remains in the hospital following multiple surgeries, according to the Daily Mail. "It's horrible that this happened," a neighbor and family friend told local media. Eyewitnesses told police that the illegal alien attempted to flee the scene of the accident after the crash. After being arrested and charged with vehicular manslaughter, an investigator asked that Huaso Jardins be held on a $1 million bond. Instead, a California judge set the illegal alien's bond at $300,000, and he was released from prison after posting bail. After leaving jail, Huaso Jardins was arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents, who confirmed that the Mexican national had been living in the country as an illegal alien. In 2011, ICE officials told the Daily Mail the illegal alien was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border attempting to enter illegally. In that case, he was quickly returned to Mexico. The illegal alien has a previous criminal history of reckless driving charges and traffic citations but was never turned over to ICE officials for deportation. California's strict sanctuary state laws shield all illegal aliens, including convicted criminals, from being deported out of the U.S. Now, Huaso Jardins is expected to be in court next month facing the vehicular manslaughter charges. The illegal alien faces up to 4 years in prison for each count of vehicular manslaughter and an additional 3 to 6 years for the fact that he injured other victims. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.